fasting in other religions. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Throughout the history of mankind, followers of many creeds used to practice fasting in different ways. Fasting has been observed among early ethnicities. The Quran points to this issue in Ayah 183 of Surah Baqarah. O you who have faith, prescribed to you is fasting, just as it was prescribed for those before you. Fasting has been practiced not just among Muslims, Christians, and Jews, but also among the followers of other religions like Sabians, Hindus, and Buddhists. Sabians were among the early refugees of Palestine who, due to conflicts with Jews, migrated from Palestine and banks of River Jordan to the north of Syria and Mesopotamia. A group of them, however, went to southwest Iran. They considered themselves as the followers of Prophet Yahya. The Noble Quran has mentioned these people three times. They have a book which they say has remained from Prophet Adam. They call their book as Kanza Rabba or Celestial Treasure. Sabians are monotheists and believe in the hereafter and the justice of their deity. They also maintain that the doers of good will go to the Alama Danhura or the world of light, while the sinners will go to Alama Dashuka or world of darkness. Sabians have their own language and script, and they pray and fast. They pray five times a day, but their prayer has no ruku or sajda. Running water has a holy position among them, and they use it for many of their religious rituals. That's why they often live on the river banks. In some days, they abstain from eating meat, fish, and egg. This is their fasting. Sabians believe that real fasting is when the person, besides abstination from eating and drinking, keeps his bodily organs away from sins. In the book Kanza Rabba, we read, O you who have faith, I told you that the great fasting is not just refraining from eating and drinking, but prevent your eyes from ogling and devilish looks, your ears from listening to what people say in their houses, and do not pollute your tongues with untrue and repulsive words. Fasting is practiced in a variety of forms among different religions. Man-made religions like Buddhism, Hinduism, and Jainism are widespread in Eastern Asia. They ordain fasting and physical austerity to educate their followers. Adherents of Jainism and Hinduism fast to get spiritually prepared for ceremonies and feasts. They usually fast in the first days of the new month and feasts such as Shivratri, Durga Puja, and Saraswati Puja. Women in the north of India fast on the day of Karva Chauth. The kind of fasting in these religions depends on the individual. It can be abstination from eating and drinking for 24 hours. But Hindus and Buddhists usually abstain from eating solid foods and are allowed to drink a little water and milk. The people of some parts of northern India fast every Thursday in a special ceremony. Then they break their fast by remembering Indian stories and myths while they have decorated their tablecloth in yellow color. Hindus have a special fasting which is practiced with the aim of meditation or worship and inward expurgation. This fasting starts from the sunset and continues till 48 minutes after the next sunrise. They should avoid eating and drinking, although it can be done with abstination from eating one or two meals or eating certain foods per day. In one of the Hindu sects, women fast for 9 days during Navrati period with the aim of welfare and longevity for the husbands. Jainism, which is considered a non-Brahminical religion, in addition to accepting the teachings of Hindus, raises new issues and persists in very strict morals. Adherents of Jainism maintain that salvation has two bases, namely austerity and refraining from disturbing animals and plants to the extent that they consider it forbidden to dig the ground for agriculture. They have peculiar kinds of fasting. One of them is called Santara or death fasting. It means the individual must abstain from eating and drinking till he or she dies. Nevertheless, Buddhism, which has originated from the instructions of Siddhartha Gautama, advocates moderation instead of strict austerities. It believes in certain periods of fasting. Buddhists abstain from solid foods and some drinks. They maintain that fasting is a way of purifying the self. Buddhist monks fast to free their mind. Buddhists of Tibet fast to attain the goals of yoga, such as internal energy. Many Buddhist monks and nuns eat only one meal per day and don't eat anything in the afternoon. Lamaism, as a branch of Buddhism, has ordained 4 days for fasting in a special ceremony called Nang Nas. On the 14th, 15th, 29th, and 30th of every month, they only eat foods made from flour and drink tea. But the pious among them do not eat anything during these 4 days till sunset. They spend the first 2 days in prayer, confessing for the sins and reciting of the holy texts. Then, in the next 2 days, they refrain from eating or drinking anything. They even refrain from swallowing their saliva. Then, they continue with prayer and confessing their sins till the next sunrise. Taoists of China used to have a kind of fasting called the fasting of heart, in which they believed more in the abstention of the heart rather than body. The Aborigines of Americas believe that fasting is effective in the attainment of guidance from the Great Spirit. The ancient Mexicans used to fast as atonement for sins. This abstination from foods varied from 1 day to several months. The pious among them, too, would fast for months at the time of calamities. Zoroastrians follow their holy book, Avesta. According to this book, they consider it impermissible to abstain fully from eating and drinking. As they believe that the body is the place of the spirit, the body should not be harassed, depressed, and unable. Otherwise, the spirit will be harassed, so they do not accept abstination for a whole day. Zoroastrians maintain that human body should always be fasting in the three areas of hearing, thinking, and feeling. In other words, he should be careful not to go away from goodness through these senses. Yet, they abstain from excessive eating of meat on the 2nd, 12th, 14th, and 21st of every month. This might be considered a kind of fasting.